This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Norm Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with my son, Adrian Chenault, and we have got a show for you today of epic proportion. I love this guy because he was a success where I was a failure in a previous life. I don't think I was a failure, but I sure didn't accomplish what he did. At one point, I ran a restaurant with 103 employees under the age of 18, 75,000 people going through a month. Little diner, Greasy Spoon is where I learned all my people skills. And then I find out this guy came out of Lone Star Steakhouse at a major league level and chose network marketing. And I am in love with him. I'm in love with his heart. I'm in love with his vision. And he is a heck of a guy, Alan Newell. And this is going to be so cool. How you doing?
I am great. And I'm pumped up about him. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, going to be a great, great show today.
So before we get going, Alan, I want you to talk about the young man who died last week, because I know it was heavy on your heart for his parents, and yeah. It showed me the caliber of the man, Alan Newell, that you jumped into a clubhouse I was in, completely off topic, in pain, for a child that wasn't yours, that it made me so happy to see your heart. So I want to start with that, because I want people to get a little glimpse of that before we get going here. So talk about that a little.
Yeah, you know, it's an amazing situation that happened. And Ethan Robbins is the young boy's name, 17 years old, high school student in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. His parents, Joni and Chad Robbins, are in our network marketing industry, and they are just wonderful, wonderful Christians. They serve in their church. She sings in their, they don't call them choirs anymore, but she sings in the church and leads a Bible study and a Sunday school class. Their son was very active in the church. And she was just a dear friend. You know, she was one of those people that everybody loved, you know, and still to this day. And so it was really a tragic accident. Some of his buddies and friends were over, and they were doing homework at 7:15 at night and playing. You know, they were goofing off and had swords and were swinging their swords around. And one of the people, he said, you know, yeah, and be careful with that sword, because I've got a gun in the closet. And they said, yeah, right. And he reached in and grabbed it, and when he did, it went off. So, you know, I was there at the service Saturday night and stood in line for at least an hour and a half to get to speak to Joni and her husband and their other son. And you know something, Tom? The most amazing thing happened as we were there is I was able to minister to the young girl who was playing with him in his room. She was right in front of me in the line, and we stood in line together with her and her mom for an hour and a half. And when she got up there to meet with Joni, Joni was such a blessing for her. And one of the things that Joni said was, which I know as Christians we all believe and we know, and she said, listen, she said, I don't want you to worry about this. I don't want you to feel bad about this. She said, but the day that my son was born, God knew the day that he would bring him home to heaven. And that happened to be that day. Wow. And she said, you happened to be there. And she says, listen, I'm so at peace. And she said, so it wasn't, had nothing, it was a terrible accident, and that's all it was. And so when I spoke to Joni, Joni said, Alan, she said, you and I, and Joni has a clubhouse room that she's not done now for a few weeks under the circumstances, but it is about a daily Bible study and a prayer group that she does on Clubhouse in the mornings. And I've been on there many, many times, and we've ministered with each other and talked to each other. And Joni said, Alan, God has put a peace in my heart like I've never felt in my life. I know without a shadow of a doubt that Ethan, my son, is with him and walking in heaven. And I hate losing my son, and I hurt, and I miss him tremendously. She said, but the peace God has put in our lives, in our heart, in me and Chad, knowing and being believers in God and knowing that He is walking in heaven and fishing, you know, their country from Rocky Mount, fishing and enjoying life, and that it'll be a long time before we're able to join Him here on earth, but it'll be the blink of an eye in heaven. And I so look forward to that day.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the reason I did that was because all of you have kids, or all of you are kids, and all of you have to recognize how precious life is. And we just got through 2020. And I am telling you, we are coming out of it, but we got to come out of it a different breed of cat. I want you to come out all heart and soul, little head, where you are loving like crazy, then loving more, and channeling your inner Alan Newell. That's why we open the show this way. That's why we do this, is because this is far more important work than a paycheck. Now we can take this show and go do some fun. So take it away, baby.
Yeah. Hey, if I could jump in here again, just like, you know how I do, Tom. You know, I was talking to your wife a minute ago, and a friend of mine, David Johns, and I, a good Christian friend of mine, and we used to host a syndicated radio show. Hey, Mr. Dooley, thank you, Troy, called Men Matter Radio out of Jacksonville, Florida. And it was a syndicated radio show, 5 or 6 years ago. And David and I have been talking and praying about putting on just a live broadcast, for men. And so we started, 6 weeks ago, we do a live broadcast on Facebook, and we're going to move it to a podcast, but it's called The Fight Club, Tom. Because you're right. We're in an era right now where men need to stand up and fight.
Yeah.
You know? Men need to fight. You know, I was just telling your son that we're studying right now. We're talking about a book called The Four Pillars of a Man's Heart by Stu Weber. I don't know if you know the book or not. But as Christian men, we're called to be kings, warriors, mentors, and friends. And the warrior in us, you see, a lot of men misunderstand that. They think it's a different thing. They don't understand what warrior means. But a warrior is somebody who stands guard and is on that wall and standing guard and fighting for what's right in this world with Christian values and Christian beliefs and Christian morals. And because here's the thing, we're under attack, and it's not a physical attack, it's a spiritual attack. And we're to stand guard for our churches, for God, for our wife, for our family. It's God, wife, family, and our churches. And so many men today have been beat down to where their voice is silent like a mouse. And they're not taking the role that men should take. And so I appreciate you saying that, but especially because we've got young men on the show, we've got people tuning in, and you're right. We're in a battle. And it's time for men to be there and to love their wives with just as they love the church, and to mentor their children, to mentor. We have way too many homes that are fatherless, way too many homes that are broken, way too many children that are being mentored by social media. They're being mentored by television. They're being mentored by people in the neighborhood. And it's time for us men, whether it's our children, whether we're a father by choice or by decision or by birth, it's time for us to be the Christian men that God calls us to be.
Beautiful. All right, Paco.
So I love that, Alan. I feel your heart, and I feel how much, you know, you've got a passion. You know, you're raising, you know, you've got some grown children, you got some younger children, and that's, you know, your heart is in, you know, bringing up these children and growing it. And so I'd love to talk a little bit about, you know, getting to use a man in the rest of this segment, and then we're going to dive into, you know, how you got into the restaurant business and how you got into the network marketing business. But tell us just about tell us a little bit about your family and your background, Alan.
Yeah. I grew up in a family with my father was a strong man who grew up in a prison. My grandfather was the warden of the prison in Danville, Virginia. And so he took that job when my father was 2 years old. And so my father and his family moved into the White House on the hill inside the prison walls. And so my father, that's the life he knew, was prisoner's distrust. He was actually a prison guard at 16 years old. He managed the dogs. So to say that he was a tough-minded man is an understatement. I mean, he was just so, and see, he loved his children and his family tremendously, but he didn't understand love. He didn't understand. Rarely do I ever remember my dad saying, "I love you."
Well,
he just didn't understand that way of life. His father was the warden, and so his father had to play the role of a warden 24/7 because they lived in the prison.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my father taught me respect. My father taught me to say yes, sir, and no, sir, to treat women with respect. I just was talking a minute ago, and I said, you know, I believe my father passed away way too young at 64 years old, and I, it's 23 years ago, and I said, I can assure you that if I was disrespectful to a woman, that my father would figure out a way. You know, he'd just figure out a way. I'd trip and break a leg and go, okay, Dad, I got it. You know, and that's just the way he was. And so, but he was always teaching you, you know, in his way of saying was, you know, hey, you're never going to amount to anything. Hey, he talked down to you because in the prison, that's the way they talk to prisoners. And that's the way he was talked to. And he grew up in a tough life, in a tough environment, and he showed love the only way he did. And so I came out of that life trying to prove them wrong and wanting to be able to say, you know what, I can have success. And I walked into the restaurant business, Tom, and having experience there, you know, here's a kid who shows up at 19 years old who's got not only got his uniform on, but it's cleaned and it's pressed and there's a crease down the sleeve.
Yep.
And he's got a name tag on it. It actually has his name on it, and it's clean. And he's wearing his hat properly and saying yes, sir, and no, sir. So all of a sudden, I found myself in a situation where I was a rock star. And people appreciated what I was able to do. And so back then in the late 70s, you know, as you became and worked, I found a company that appreciated that. And as you worked your way up through the company, they would make you a percentage owner. And then when you took over a district, and the first district I took over was 6 restaurants, and so I was a 20% owner. Then I owned my first restaurant independently when I was 24 years old. And so I found an industry where, you know, I could be somebody, but I could also take. I tell people all the time, they say, how did you become successful? I said, because I knew what it was like to be the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I knew what it was like to be the server. I knew what it was like not to be appreciated, and I loved my people. And I know we got to take a break, but that was the main thing for me, is just being able to help people.
The reason I wanted to go through this first segment, the caliber of people in network marketing and entering network marketing, especially on the female front, is staggering. And Alan exemplifies that, because great people, this is not the last house on the block anymore. It might be the only house on the block, this profession. It has proven itself up in 2020. We're going to come back right after this. This is the Genesis Communication Network. I love Ted Anderson for keeping us on the air for 12 years. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Hello, Al Bala, over in Las Vegas, Nevada. Good to see you, buddy. Love you with all of our heart. You are an icon. Been in network marketing for a very, very long time, and you still act like it's your first 90 days in the business. Just love a leader like you at the top of a company teaching all of us whippersnappers how to do it. And speaking of whippersnappers, we've got a fellow restaurant guy here with us today. His name is Alan Newell, and he was in the restaurant business. He was talking about having 600 restaurants. Then all of a sudden they went public, and you got the hell out of Dodge with a pile of money, right?
I did. I did. I wish that I knew what to do with that money that I had landed in my lap, but yes, I did. And we had great success with that. We took Lone Star public in 1992, and it was extremely successful. But, you know, the reason that we got the hell out of Dodge was because, you know, when you're now answering to a board, you know, you're no longer an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You're no longer in charge. You're answering to people, stockholders and investors. And that made it difficult for people with an entrepreneurial spirit, which eventually is what led me to network marketing. You know?
Thank God.
Yeah,
and all the restaurant, I'm telling you, all network marketing truly is the restaurant business without the restaurant. You are supposed to, you're motivating people for no money.
Yeah.
You are absolutely getting them rolling. You've got, it's just everything. The nicer you are, the better you do. You fire your brain, you hire your heart. You never let anybody see you sweat. It's the same as the restaurant business. And so that's what's so beautiful. And that's why he is such a natural at it. And tell me, just, you know, we're going to talk about a lot about your philosophy in the next segment, but why do you love network marketing so much? What's happened to you?
Let me tell you what I love about network marketing, Tom, is this, is that, you know, coming out, I quit high school in the 12th grade. And there's some circumstances behind that. I had moved to Tennessee and moved back. And you know, my parents moved to Tennessee, and I said to my parents, I'm going to stay here because I was a senior in high school. I had already been to 11 schools in 12 years, Tom. My parents moved a lot. And so I said, I'm going to stay here and finish high school. I'm going to move in with a friend of mine. And they thought moving in with a friend of mine meant my friend and his parents. Well, we got us a trailer. Some people might not know what a trailer is, but Tom knows what a trailer was.
Yep.
Well, that didn't work out very well, as you can imagine. A kid in high school was trying to work and pay his bills. And so I moved to Tennessee. In Tennessee, after 2 months to go, they said, you can't graduate here because you're missing whatever I was missing. I called my school back here, and they said, you can't graduate here with 2 months to go. But if you go and take your GED, you can walk with your class. And that's what I did. But, you know, what I love about network marketing is a guy like me, an average guy who, you know, has just got a good work ethic, who cares about other people. You see, everybody has the same opportunity here. And it doesn't matter whether you're from Yale or jail. It doesn't matter. And when you compare it to the restaurant business, you know, we used to preach this in the restaurant business, as I'm sure you did. We've got to make sure that our customers are taken care of. And see, what a lot of people don't understand, but you learn real fast in this industry, is in the restaurant business, your first customer is your employees.
Yep.
They're your, you got to make sure they're happy. And see, here, it's our distributors. It's our BPOs. It's our members. They're your customer. And you've got to have fun, and you've got to make it fun for them. And you said, don't let them see you sweat. I remember one time at a restaurant, and I showed up, and it was summertime, and it was in southern North Carolina, and their air conditioner had gone out, but they were not going to shut their doors. And the temp, they had a thermometer over the make table in the kitchen. It was 112 degrees. And the employees, Tom, were singing Christmas carols.
Wow.
And I said, what in the world? You're singing Christmas? They said, it makes us feel good and reminds us of winter.
That's so funny. And talk about, I'll never forget, I was in a restaurant about 10 years ago. And my restaurant days are far back from that. And the waiter walked up to somebody at the table and they said, is that guy's name Tom Chenault? And they go, yeah. And he goes, I hate him. And I go, my friends go, why? And it was a guy named Jim Cox, and he was a busboy. And apparently, when I was just a lunatic restaurant manager, the place was packed all the time. And if they weren't, and I made them wear white shirts with slacks. And if they weren't moving fast enough, I would nail him with a stapler to get him moving. He goes, that guy stapled my shirt to my back like 10 times, which I'm denying, and I checked the statute of limitations.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the restaurant business, isn't it? It was just like crazy wild and so fun, but you learn people there, don't you, Alan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you really do. I mean, it's all about relationships and building relationships. I remember we had some customers that used to come in, and one of my managers, you know, they had that egotistical, I'm the manager, I'm in charge outlook, and so I said to him, I said, listen. He said, they're trying to bring McDonald's food into my restaurant. It was a Pizza Hut. And I said, why? And they said, because their kids don't like pizza. I said, but they're coming. So let them bring their McDonald's and bring them a paper plate and let them set it up and treat it like a fine dining experience. Those customers were there every single weekend with their kids because they got treated well. Because they loved it, you know?
And I walked in my coffee shop with my own cup of coffee the other day, and they made me go home. Unbelievable. I spent like $40 on donuts, and they don't want the $40. They wanted the dollar for the cup of coffee.
That's
We're coming back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden was out on the road again on Friday. He was talking up his economic plans. While in Virginia, he also spoke about the progress with the pandemic.
Deaths have dropped by over 85%. tens of thousands of moms and dads, grandpops and grandmas, brothers, sisters, neighbors, friends are still with us today who would otherwise have been lost.
He was also in Virginia speaking to members of the military at Joint Base Langley-Eustis. He called them the 1% defending 99% of everyone else. Senate Democrats are also criticizing Republicans who used the filibuster on Friday to block the establishment of a commission to investigate the riot at the Capitol. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Shame on the Republican Party for trying to sweep the horrors of that day under the rug because they're afraid of Donald Trump.
This is USA Radio News. The White House announced sanctions on Belarus and a warning not to travel to the country over a diverted civilian Ryanair flight. The Lukashenko regime in Belarus forced the commercial jet headed from Greece to Lithuania to land in Minsk on Sunday and arrested Belarusian journalist Roman Protasevich upon landing. Aviation authorities in Belarus said the flight was diverted to Minsk due to a bomb threat, but the White House said the plane was diverted over false pretenses. The U.S. State Department also issued a Level 4 Do Not Travel warning, urging U.S. citizens to not go to Belarus. The FAA has also warned passenger carriers to exercise extreme caution when flying in Belarusian airspace. The U.S. is also reimposing sanctions against 9 Belarusian state-owned enterprises, which will block U.S. citizens from engaging in transactions with these entities. The Department of Justice and the FBI have been working with European counterparts to investigate the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got Alan Newell, who is adorable. I love this guy. And, yeah, I got to talk to him for about a half an hour. And I'll tell you, his values and his integrity and his character, to have him in this business, and it was pretty crazy, because the first time I ever heard him speak, and there was a giant auto ship number getting bannered around, and I called Troy Dooley. I didn't even tell you this, Alan, on the phone. And I said, holy mackerel, is this guy for real? And Dooley said, not is he for real. Not only is he for real, he's like 10 times that. And you've got to get to know him. And then I put like a laser beam on his forehead and went down and stalked him. But at the end of the day, this guy exemplifies what can happen to you in this business if you lead with your soul. And that's what he's done. And it's worked out real well for you. So talk about just your experience in network marketing, how it's gone, how it's going, and how you see the future. This is a very long segment, so fire it up.
Well, you know, and thank you for those kind words. And Troy, only says that because I pay him $1,000 a month just to talk to him.
Good.
And so I appreciate that, Troy. But you know, when you talk about that, I mean, and you don't know what that means to me to hear Troy say that. And I tell you why, because Troy is the same kind of person. And Troy is like you, Tom, and your son. I mean, this guy, he's in here because he cares. You know, and that's what this business is all about. And I tell people all the time, if you're in here to make an impact, you'll make an impact and you'll make a difference. If you're in here to get a paycheck, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle because, you know, when I came out of the restaurant business, I was like, okay, what the heck am I going to do now? You know, I don't have a college education. I've been doing restaurants for 22 years. I had some people wanting me to do some consulting with them, but what I found about consulting in the restaurant business, Tom, and you may have found this, is when they're out of ideas and out of money, they call you.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute. You know, do you expect me to do this for free? And so a friend of mine a friend of mine said, you got to check this business out. And I had dabbled in network marketing along the way, Tom. When I was 24 years old, a friend of mine who delivered bread to us, Marita Bread Guy from North Carolina, and if you look up the Marita Bread Guy from North Carolina, you'll see one of the top Amway income earners in the world. And he delivered my bread from Marita Bakery. And he said to me, I was 20-something years old, and he said to me, hey, we're having a party Thursday night. You want to come? I thought Thursday night's kind of odd, but sure, I'll come to a party. And I got there, and there were some men walking around with some ties on and, you know, little seats lined up and a whiteboard. And I thought, this is the strangest party I've ever been to. You know, I think I was 24, 23 years old. And so they came up, and he introduced them, and he literally, Tom, had a piece of paper. And he was reading from that piece of paper what he was supposed to say. And listen, I want you to understand how important that is. Because, see, in the network marketing business, everybody thinks you have to be the Tom Chenault, where you can just stuff roll off your tongue. But the reality of it is as you grow and get bigger and more successful in the business, it's tougher for us because people say, well, sure, Tom can do it. Look at him. It's so easy for him. But, see, when you have that person standing in the room and they're reading what they're supposed to say, then that average person says, well, heck, I can do that.
Yep.
You know, I can do that. And so he read that piece of paper off, and here I was young, and I thought, well, this is not a very fun party, but I love the idea of being able to make all that money, you know. And so I dabbled with it a few times throughout that. I was in the 90s, I was with a little company called Nutrition for Life. I don't know if they're still around or not. I don't even know. But that was some interesting things. So I started working with some companies here and there. When I left the restaurant business, a friend of mine said, hey, I want to introduce you to a guy. And, you know, so here I am, a guy who was, you know, one of the founding members of Lone Star Steakhouse, took it public, you know, and I thought I was special. And, you know, an entrepreneur and a business guy. And he said, and so we lined up a lunch meeting. And do you know what I did, Tom? And I'm embarrassed to say it today. I no-showed him.
Wow.
I no-showed him. And here's the thing. See, this is everything you do duplicates. Did he call me up and reprimand me? Did he call me up and say, why didn't you show? He didn't do any of that. He didn't call me at all. He just acted like, okay, he just no-showed. He didn't say anything. But I remembered it the next day, and I went, oh, my gosh. I was supposed to meet with him. And so I called, and I was just so apologetic, and I said, I'm sorry, and that is not who I am. And he goes, hey, it's no problem. It's no big deal. It's all right. Things happen. Don't worry about it. We'll get together. I just figured the timing wasn't right for you. You see, he didn't twist my arm. He didn't try to sell me. He just said, I figured the timing wasn't right for you. And so I met with him about 4 weeks later, and we talked about what he was doing and where he came from. And he came out of the corporate world, too, and how much he loved this. And you see, when I left the restaurant business, Tom, the reason I left the restaurant business is because I didn't own a restaurant company. It owned me.
Amen.
And you know that. And so after, you know, getting married at 20 years old and having two children and doing what I thought God was calling me to do, which is be a workaholic and provide for my family, I was an absentee husband. I was an absentee father. I was a workaholic. And so when I left the restaurant business and came out of it, guess what? I ended up in a divorce. And so I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew I didn't want to do that, you know. I used to tell people that my favorite day in the restaurant business was Christmas Day, and they'd say, well, sure. Absolutely. Everybody loves Christmas. You get gifts and we get to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I said, yeah, that's good, but my phone won't ring either.
Yeah.
You know, because my phone, you know, because their restaurants were closed. And so when I met this gentleman, he did 20% of the talking and I did 80% of the talking, and he wanted to know about me. And he came from the corporate world, and he knew, he was an executive in the business. He knew I was in a restaurant business. And he said to me, you know, if you come in this business and treat it like a business, it'll pay you like a business. And if you treat it seriously, and it'll provide you with the time freedom and the lifestyle that you were trying to find for 20-some years in the restaurant business. Because, see, I've been to Hawaii 7 times. But most of the time I went, there were corporate events. And I was there with employees and not family.
Yep.
And, yeah, they were paid for, but they weren't true vacations. You were working. You were in meeting rooms. And so when I started out, you know, I thought, if this guy, if 10% of what this guy's telling me is the truth, you know, just 10%, I'll be happy. I'll be happy. And so I partnered up with him, and that's how I got started. Yeah.
And 110% of what he told you was true. And what's so crazy about that is these people are coming out of COVID right now with businesses.
Yeah.
They literally got wiped out until they got some free money from the government to actually keep them in business. But nobody's remembering the brink of desperation that everybody was at. And thank God for the women of network marketing.
Amen.
Who were smart enough to embrace this profession long before 2020, that have really been the backbone of the profession. And I was reading an article about the other day about glass ceilings. It's going to take over 200 years for the glass ceiling in corporate America to be obliterated for women.
Yes.
Except for one profession, and that is this profession. And why there's 70% women in network marketing and 30% men is because those 70% women are so smart that they realize this is the place that they can walk in the door having no income or time cap, just like Alan Newell just pointed out from the corporate side. This business is not something that's in the closet anymore. It is mainstream, and it's time for people to speak up like that. Don't you agree?
Let me tell you a funny story. So 3 weeks ago, my brother has 3 daughters, and one of them is graduating from UNC Greensboro this year. She's a senior, and she did the 4-year program. I'm proud of her, you know. And to this day and world, that's a big thing. And she posted on social media a post, and it said, and she said, you know, you would think in today's world, in today's economy, in 2020, 21, that women's income would have been equal to a man, and that women could get a fair shake in the corporate world. Because, see, she's now out there looking for a job.
Yeah.
And isn't it time we made a difference in that? Now, it's my niece, so she knows me well. But her friends don't. And so my reply was, you should take a look at the industry I'm in, because not only is it fair for women, women are rocking it, and they're doing much better than the men and making a lot more money. Now, Tom, she didn't respond to that, but all of her friends were like, what is it? What kind of business? Tell me where to go. Where do I apply? What am I, you know, because they're like, I haven't heard of that. And, you know, you were doing some information, and so was Doug Fireball, Doctor, and they were doing a thing about approaching people in the corporate world this past week. Did you see that on Clubhouse?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a great place to talk to people as well, because the corporate world, listen, one of my favorite restaurants here at Carolina Beach. We go up there Monday night to eat, and it's a sign on the door. I'm like, what the heck? Is it family? Is it a family-owned restaurant? I'm thinking family emergency is the first thing I'm thinking, right? They put a sign up that said, listen, due to the fact that we can't find any help, we decided to close on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to give our employees a rest, a break. You see, but let me tell you what doesn't close Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and that's that lease payment.
Yep.
That's that electric bill.
Yep. Yep.
That's that insurance. See, when you're in the, when they were talking about the corporate world, these business people, their incomes are just hammered. And see, that little check they got is long gone. Long gone. And so, and then these college people that are graduating college, my cousin called me and said, would you talk to my son? And I said, sure. And he's graduating this year too. And I said, what would you like to talk to me about? And he says, graduating college, can't find a job. Did you know that over 65% of college graduates are not working in the profession they went to school for? They can't find a job. And now they've come out with some crazy thing where they're saying, you know, the stimuluses, that's what they are, right? The stimulus. Us in the network marketing business are going like, stimulus? We got a stimulus. It was called. Everybody decided that, hey, this network marketing thing is the place to be. You know, we got a big shot in the arm because, you know, it's all about, this business is about taking care of each other. And this business is about people doing business with people. And no matter what happens with the economy, some of the best times in this industry have been when the economy has been hit the hardest. You know that.
Yep.
Yeah. You remember in 2008.
This business is great when the economy's down, when it's up, when it's in between. And the only thing that's a differentiator is your attitude toward it. So we're going to take another break. I love Alan Newell. We're going to figure out a way for you to find him so you can counsel with him. He is a truly good man. I love him. We'll be back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
And we're back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault. Alan Newell, contactmapping.com/free. Make sure you go take a look at that. I forgot to say that in the break, and I am probably going to get fired for that. And we are here, so big take it away, dude. How about getting to work with your son every day? Can you imagine that?
He doesn't get any better than that.
God, he's so great. Good.
He is.
We went and played pickleball last night. It was unbelievable.
I saw the pictures on social media. I have no clue what pickleball was, but it looked like you guys were having fun.
You got to come to Colorado.
It's fun, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what's that game they play in the UK where they have the flat board? It's kind of like baseball, but it's around. People can get behind you. Cricket, yeah.
So I'm like,
when I first saw you playing, I thought, they're playing cricket. What are they doing playing cricket?
You are much older than we thought.
Oh, my goodness. So, as we close out this show today, Alan, just you've got such a vision for how to build this profession successfully. You know, thinking about somebody that is earlier on that maybe has been hanging around for a while and just hasn't cracked it yet. You know, what is the difference maker in your view that is what is going to move somebody to the place where they really can have this profession pay off for them the way we all know is possible?
Yeah. That's a great question. And you know, the first thing is belief and understanding that. And, you know, because you mentioned earlier, Tom, that this profession has been around since 1897. And, you know, if you're not involved in Clubhouse or you're not hanging around people like Tom and Rial and Dr. Doug and these people and Adrian, you know, I invite people all the time, just go plug in and listen because they'll build your belief. And so, and the second thing is this business is not easy. But it's extremely simple. You see, you have to keep it simple. And I always say this, if you can keep it simple enough that a fourth grader can do it, then you can build this business. You see, it's all about finding a place where you feel comfortable, you know, and working with the right kind of leadership and mentors that are going to build you up and make you feel good and that have your best interest at heart. And because the industry is just such an amazing place, it's, you know, I hesitate sometimes calling it, you know, our network marketing ministry, but the reality of it is if you get with the right people here, people want you to be successful. And there's no other business like this in the world to where people's success truly depends upon them helping you be successful. And so I would say this, if you want to be successful in this business, you have to treat it like a business. You have to treat it like a business. You know, if you treat it like a hobby, it'll pay you like a hobby. And pickleball doesn't pay much.
No, you know?
It's fun and it's exciting, but it doesn't pay much. And if you treat it like a business, it'll pay you like a business like no other. And it's all about this. You see, you have to focus on the income-producing activities, and if you don't know what that is, get with one of your mentors or upline leaders, and that's what you focus on. You see, you don't focus. It's just doing the basics, doing them often and doing them well, consistently working. You see, if you go to the gym, you can't go every 4 days and sometimes work out for 30 minutes and sometimes an hour and then 2 weeks later go and do it again. You've got to go each and every day. And you've got to go and you've got to be consistent and persistent. And then your belief in that, you're going to start seeing results and they don't happen overnight. And you see, people always tell me, well, what's your next goal? What is your next, Alan, look at where you are right now. Look at the success you had. What is your next goal? Well, I'm going to tell you this, that my next goal is the same as it was when I learned to do this business. And my next goal is to find someone who wants to change their life for the better. I want to find someone who's looking to improve their life and to create some additional income on a part-time basis, that won't interfere with what they're currently doing, that I can pour into them and inspire them and encourage them and build them up and help them become successful. That's always been my next goal, and that's what your goal needs to be. See, it's not about finding 60,000 or 600,000. It's about finding that next person and helping them. And when you do that, when you help them, then they're going to lead you to other people you can help. You see, this business is built. This is a relationship business. It's all about loving people, sharing with people, caring with people, pouring into this business and pouring into people and helping them be successful. And it happens one person at a time. And that would be the feedback I'd give somebody is go out there and find somebody that is looking for change that you can help.
You're a terrible network marketer. Why have you not told people? If this was Real Andrews, he would have weaved like 19 websites through every conversation we've had, and we would have had to go and bleep it all out. You have not told us one time how to get hold of you. So how do we get hold of you?
Well, I'm on Facebook at Alan Newell 60. I'm on Instagram at Alan Newell 60. And 60 is not because I'm 60 years old, although I am 60 years old. It's because I was born in 1960. And you can reach me at Alan Newell, and it's A-L-A-N-N-E-W-E-L-L at live.com. AlanNewellLive.com. Tom, I just want to thank you and Adrian for having me today. I love being able to pour back and to pay back and to help people. And hopefully, you know, that some of the things that we've shared today will inspire and encourage someone and help them believe in themselves that you know, God has a plan for you. And I'm going to say what Les Brown always says. Each and every one of you who are listening today have greatness within you and have a special calling on your life. And it's your job and your role to go out there and share with others, just like Tom's doing, just like Adrian's doing. Adrian, see, he came up with an idea, and he's taken that idea, that contact mic, and he said, you know what? You know what makes this successful? Is because it's not about him. It's a product that helps other people. And so I just appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity to be able to share some thoughts and some feelings today.
We love you. Rob Sperry next week. We'll see you all later. Network Marketing Leadership Show. You'll burn out.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.